That's Eddie LaVert, William Powell, and Walter Williams, better known as the OJs, throwing down a funky gauntlet at the feet of James Brown and Sly Stone with When the World is at Peace, the very first song on their 1972 landmark album, Backstabbers. The OJs, who started out as a doo-wop group called the Triumphs at Canton McKinley High School in 1957, will join Akron's Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders as Class of 2005 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In the words of the late, great Sam Cooke, the OJs' induction into the Rock Hall was a long time coming, but the recognition has finally come. With me, the OJs are more than old school, they are middle school. That's when I first heard them, on wax, at a 7th grade after school dance in Dayton. The OJs were popular in Ohio and the rest of the Great Lakes states as early as the late 1960s, charting with regional hits like I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow and the irresistibly buoyant Look Over Your Shoulder. When the OJs' career floundered in the early 1970s, the gifted production team of Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff swooped in and signed them to their Sound of Philadelphia label. This was a match made in soul music heaven. The marriage of Eddie LaVert, Walter Williams, and the late William Powell's rich emotive voices to Gamble and Huff's exquisite songwriting spawned a string of hit albums that defined Philly soul for all the City of Brotherly Love greats who would follow: Teddy Pendergrass, Hall & Oates, and even 21st century neo-soul sister Jill Scott. If you were at least a teenager by the mid-1970s, you can remember the OJs' amazing run of chart-topping singles, including What They Do, They Smile In Your Face, For a few seconds there, I was transported back to my college dorm days with my Koss headphones plugged into the box, witnessing with Eddie, William, and Walter. But let's move on. When the church-going 30-something administrative assistant who works with me heard that I was covering the OJs' induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she exclaimed, "Oh, they play their song For the Love of Money as the theme music on Donald Trump's reality TV show, The Apprentice." The OJs even performed it live on the last season's finale. That's why they're probably getting in. having never watched more than a few minutes of The Apprentice, and then only on the TV monitors with the sound turned off at my fitness club. I was dumbfounded and frankly made miserable by this revelation. The probability that For the Love of Money is the OJ's song best known by most young Americans, only because they tune into The Apprentice, is emblematic of all that is wrong with popular culture. The fact that the OJs have finally been given their roses while they're still living, as the old black Southern saying goes, is evidence enough that there are still things we do because it is the right thing to do. This is Jack Marchbanks and producer Sydney Howard.
Let's give it a chance. Let it control.